Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. Sunday will see the start of the annual National Arbor Week, a time to celebrate trees in general and our indigenous species in particular. Over the seven-day period, everyone is encouraged to take part in greening events to make our communities more beautiful and healthier. And one of them is taking place where I am right now at the Montebello Design Center in Newlands with Claire Burgess. She's the chair of Tree Keepers Cape Town, an organization committed to conserving the city's urban forest. Claire, you're proposing a guided heritage tree walk through this area. Tell me, why are the trees in Montebello so special?
So the reason that the trees in Montebello are so special is that there are a large number in one place, and that makes them into a little mini forest. We often see trees in the city, individual trees that are beautiful and we note them, but it's very seldom that we can actually experience the space that a forest makes. And here we are under this tree canopy, which covers a large area and has activities happening all the time around it, and everyone benefits from these trees. And that's what we need people to understand, that the urban forest has benefits for humanity.
We're standing in front of one of the stars of your tour and your favourite tree. Tell me about it.
Yes, so there's actually three of these New Zealand Christmas trees. Now, these trees are particularly beautiful in that they're mature and they create a little space underneath, which is used for people to visit and have meals at the cafe. And the tree back in New Zealand is actually sacred to the Maori people. So this idea of sacred trees is very important. And to have this little group here replicating something that one might see in another country is magnificent.
So what's actually going to happen on the tour?
So myself and Rianne Fonsale, who is an arborist, will be walking around and we'll be stopping under a number of different trees on the route. It is actually a route that was developed by Montebello about 3 years ago, and it basically maps out the trees and where they come from and what they're useful for and why we should conserve them. You know, we will be explaining the importance of them as a group of trees in the urban forest, but we will be looking at them individually.
Sounds like a wonderful event for a Friday morning. Now, here in Cape Town, we're privileged to have very, very many old trees, but of course with the polyphagous shot-hole borer, the landscape's going to look very different in years to come.
Sadly, I think you're right. We all live in hope that it won't impact all of our trees, although polyphagous means eat all. And we certainly have seen in other places in South Africa where it appeared before it came here, that most of the oaks, the London Plains, the Acer Negundos, which is the box elder, they've all been wiped out or damaged to such an extent that they're unsafe in the public realm and therefore have to be removed. So we're hoping that with our colder winters, maybe that won't be the case, because the beetle itself actually calms down over winter. But it's actually the fungus that kills the trees. And so it's this combination of a pest and a fungus that makes them so scary to our forest.
Some people are saying, though, that we shouldn't be planting trees that aren't indigenous.
Well, here in Cape Town, we think that that's a very poor way of looking at the benefits that trees give to us. All trees give us benefits. All trees serve a purpose. And so we're in a climate area where mostly trees don't grow, except in our kloofs, where it's very wet. And so we need to think about alternative trees that come from other similar climates, like the Mediterranean, and we need to plant trees that are suitable for this climate.
When we were speaking earlier, you suggested that the beetle is not the only threat facing trees in Cape Town.
Yes, I mean, this is the reality, that there are more serious threats to our urban canopy forest structures. And that is that densification is actually wiping out more trees than the polyphagous shot-hole borer at the moment. So we need to think about how important are trees, and we need to start planting new trees in places where they won't be removed as the city densifies, and as the city has more underground services which are also damaging all our street trees. So we really need to start thinking about the role that trees play to benefit people living in the city, the urban forest, and to actually think about where we can plant trees for the future. And right now, it's getting to the end of our winter season, which is when we should be planting trees. We're heading for Arbor Week, but it's actually not the best time of year in Cape Town to plant trees. We should be planting them in late autumn and winter, because then they benefit from all this incredible rain that we've been having.
Thanks to Claire Burgess, Chair of Treekeepers Cape Town, and you can book your tickets by emailing hello@treekeeperscapetown.org.za or find out more on their website, also treekeeperscapetown.org.za. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of RE/MAX Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, RE/MAX Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email galinda@remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, RE/MAX Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. RE/MAX, the leaders in real estate.